Recently, or just recently, MLive came out with their Bay City area, all division teams, their dream team, as they call it, and Coach of the Year, Mike Poland of Oscoda, is joining me today. Coach, it's a great honor for you. I know that you got to be proud of you and your team.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our program, and I'm proud of, you know, Owen and Braden made the first team dream team for the second year in a row, and just really, really proud of our kids and our program.
Yeah, it's a good program. I mean, this is a great stretch of Oscoda basketball that started, this is your first year as the head coach of the varsity team. This started with, Coach Franklin, who's an assistant for you, Coach Seth Alda, who just had this team to the regionals last year. So this is not all of your doing necessarily, but this has been a program that's really been cruising on the way up.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is all the names that you mentioned, you know, we started at the bottom. You know, there was a few years back, we just weren't very good. And I started under Coach Franklin, as did Coach Alda. And then shortly after, Coach Alda had taken over and then asked me to do the JV for him. And he spent 7 years really putting the program together. Mm-hmm. And he just did a fantastic job. And obviously, it just makes it very easy for somebody like myself to come in and just keep following the path that he had laid. And, I just give him a lot of credit for everything that he's done. He's mentored me for years, and there's no doubt in my mind. I would not be the coach I am today without Seth Alda, that's for sure. So it's been a community effort, a program effort, and today's just kind of a nice day to celebrate a lot of years of hard work.
Yeah, I can attest to that as well. I played for both you and Coach Alda in my time at Oscoda. So I can attest to that program. You know, I got there about the time that it was starting to work its way up. You know, after Coach Franklin went and started working with the youth and started to work its way up, you can definitely see the program building from the bottom up. And that's something I know that Coach Franklin, yourself, and Coach Alda were all looking forward to doing.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a plan from day one, and it just took a lot of years and a lot of hours and a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. And on the JV and varsity level, I just had a lot of years with Coach Alda. He had a vision, and we're just trying to continue that vision. And I'm very fortunate that Coach Franklin has stepped up and helped me this year with Coach Fela, who assisted Coach Alda for 2 or 3 years. And we've just been able to hit the ground running in November this year, and we just kept going.
Yeah, so what is it like working with those guys? Because you have a team that, I mean, 39 straight regular season wins until the double overtime loss to Ogama Heights earlier in the year. I mean, this is a team that was really on a roll. I mean, especially, you know, me knowing you pretty well, that you give a lot of credit off to, you know, some of those assistant coaches. What is it like working with them? What do they bring to the team?
You know, they bring a lot of things. Coach Franklin has been with our youth program since day one. Mm-hmm. Pushing 15 years now. He spent a lot of time with this group of boys on the younger level and traveling with them, and so he had a lot of experience with them, obviously. And he was a varsity coach himself. He was a great player himself, and just brought a lot to the table. And the program was set in place. We really did a lot of the same things we've always done under Coach Alda, and certainly Coach Franklin's experience and knowledge has really helped us along the way. Coach Fayla is the same way. He's handled our defense for the last few years. He's been fantastic. He really works hard at it. He really loves just working with kids, and he's done a fantastic job with our defense. If there's somebody that needs all the credit in the world, it's Coach Fayla with what he's done with our defense. He obviously, in the last couple of years, our defense has kind of stood for itself, and that was one thing that was very, very important to me when I took the job this summer, was that we continue doing the same things on defense, and I thought we did an even better job this year, and all the credit to Coach Fayla on that.
So how does this program stay going forward? I mean, Braden Malik, an all-time great at Oscoda, the all-time leader in assists. I believe he's third in scoring. I mean, he is an all-time great player, Braden Malik. You know, next year, of course, you're going to have a new point guard. You are bringing back a decent amount of players. Of course, Owen Franklin, who I already mentioned, made first team all-dream team. How does this role keep going for Oscoda moving forward?
Well, we have to build upon the players that we have coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the most important thing. We had 8 or 9 guys this year that played extensive amount of minutes. A number of them are coming back, and we're going to build upon that group of guys.
Yeah.
We got some JV guys coming up that are really wanting to work hard. They came up with us during the tournament. They practiced with us, and they just need a little more experience with us. And I think they're going to come along just well as we continue to just get some more time and get them into some more games. And, you know, our programs and set, we try to do the same things on the JV and the varsity level, and we just keep trying to build upon it. And I think that's how we're going to stay consistent over the next few years. Obviously, losing the group of seniors that we're losing this year, we've got our work cut out, without a doubt. I mean, Braden Malik's been a 4-year starter, terrific point guard. He's going to be hard to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Kellstrom, Devin Thomas are both. Gabe's a 3-year varsity player. You know, a terrific shooter for us on the outside. Very, very smart basketball player, and he's going to be difficult to miss or to replace.
Yeah.
Devin Thomas the same way. I mean, he just, what a defensive specialist.
He's a harasser, that's for sure. Yeah.
He will harass you all night long, and same thing. He's going to be very difficult to miss, to replace, excuse me.
Yeah, and one thing that's kind of, and this will be the last thing here, and I'll let you go, Coach, is that these seniors, you know, they didn't get to quite finish out with, you know, all this whole thing. You were in the district championship game up there at the Johannesburg District. You know, where's this kind of stand, you know, with your seniors and with this team that looked like they were on a roll, a couple of big wins in the district, a couple of blowout wins that got you going forward. You know, where's this team's mindset at when you found out that this season, it's not canceled yet, but you and I were talking before we went on that, you know, this is probably the end of this season.
I would have to say it's probably the end. The chance of them getting, especially with the extension of the school being held out, it's very unlikely that we're gonna finish the season. And it's been devastating. Is a key word, especially for this group of seniors, especially for this team in general. They've played together, especially the juniors and seniors and a couple of sophomores. They played together since they were kids. And they're devastated. It's a very, very difficult situation to try to go through. And Braden Malik is third all-time in scoring. He had an opportunity. He was about 80 points away from our all-time scoring record. Not that he was chasing that, because Braden Malik is a win-first guy, 100%. But he obviously deserved that opportunity to try to chase that as far as we could get our way through the tournament. And our whole goal this year was to try to get back to that regional championship game and just see how far we go. And the one thing I'll tell you about this group of kids is they never became complacent. We did end up losing a game this year that was a tremendous basketball game just before we hit the tournament, but they were never complacent. They just always wanted to get better. They wanted to do whatever it took for us to compete at the highest level, at the regional level, and they started to do that in the district tournament, and it's just unfortunate it was cut a little bit short on us.
Well, that takes good coaching to get that into players, so, you know, give yourself some credit on that part. Well, Coach Mike Poland of the Oscode Owls, the MLive Bay City Area Coach of the Year for the Dream Team, 21-1 record for the Owls this season, continuing Oscoda's run in basketball the past couple of years. Coach, appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. Hopefully, and I thank you for coming on with me a little bit today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Brad.